This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is going to give the swamp fits. What are they going to do? They wrote this narrative that Donald Trump didn't care about Puerto Rico. Cared more about the snowflake NFL football players that are taking knees, disrespecting our flag, and he's going to Puerto Rico. Oh, man, I love it when he messes with them. It's beautiful. Sort of like I love it when Congressman Kevin Cramer's on MSNBC messing with them. And they don't even know they're being messed with. That's the best part of the interviews when Congressman Cramer is on with the folks on MSNBC. They don't even know. They have no idea. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Ty, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Manny taking your calls. Bring them on at 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall on a Tuesday today to accommodate the congressman's schedule. 800-228-0550. We got Ravate manning the controls in the studio producing there. So all hands on deck for your calls, questions, and comments today on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Cramer, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Scott, even on a Tuesday. Actually, this works out very nicely for me, and I appreciate your reference to MSNBC. I rather enjoyed myself, and they were very nice to me, unlike the last time I was on. So I kudos to Hallie Jackson, the host. I think we had a good discussion.
Yeah, they can't quite let you answer a question without jumping in, but that's just sort of a TV thing. The thing I think she completely missed when you were messing with her is when you talked about the ceremonial side of the of Capitol Hill. Well, you were clearly talking about the United States Senate being, you know, ceremonial, not doing anything, for crying out loud, and she totally, right over her head, she didn't get it, so.
No, but I don't think she understood the Immaculate Reception reference either. But sometimes their youth works against them, you know, in that business. And, you know, I referenced Franco Harris and Terry Bradshaw, of course, pulling off the most famous play in football history. And that till the clock gets to zero, Rand Paul still has a chance to be Franco Harris.
Yeah, I know. I love that one, too. That was good stuff. Anyway, your calls, questions, and comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall are welcome here today on the program. I did not do this, and I probably should have. If you want tickets to see Dwayne Allen or Amy Grant, who we both had the pleasure of seeing, Amy Grant will be on Thursday afternoon. The Oak Ridge Boys will be on tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Go to HustFest.com, HustFest.com, to get your tickets. Still tickets available for both shows. Meant to mention that at the end of the interview, but we just didn't get a chance to get it in. But I really love Dwayne Allen because it was very obvious to me that he was very genuine in his love for the people that he meets every year at HustFest, which is certainly one of the great things about HustFest. We'll be up there on Friday, by the way, broadcasting live. Okay, so let's get to the news here. A lot of calls stacking up already. First of all, I know on the House side you're working on tax reform. Are we tracking the way we want to track with this major tax reform? How's things looking?
Yeah, so great question, Scott. I feel like we are, but forgive my skepticism. I feel like we are, and here's why. And I've said this, you know, for a long time. The one advantage we have on tax reform is that we do have unity between House, Senate, and White House, at least among leadership and among the committees of jurisdiction. But it's generally not the committee of jurisdiction that creates the problem for us. It's generally, in the case of the Senate, you know, somebody who thinks they should have been president, or somebody, you know, who's not, you know, quite as conservative as she ought to be, you know, in our party. And you can't count on Democrat help. They can pretend all they want that we're not going to get Democrats helping us fix this failed tax code because they like the way it, you know, discriminates now. So I feel like we're lined up, at least from a leadership standpoint, that we've had several months of discussion, debate, hearings, of blueprints, of plans, of drafts. So everything seems to be lined up okay, Scott, but I no longer trust the institution, especially the United States Senate, and frankly, the House has become pretty problematic as well, even though at the end of the day, we do get our work done. By the way, in case people hadn't noticed, we did pass all 12 appropriations bills for the first time in 12 years. That went unnoticed. The news release, of course, was ignored by all the newspapers in North Dakota, while some of the TV and radio stations picked up. But we're having a productive year, at least on our side of the aisle, on our side of the Capitol.
Last one I want to ask you about is where we're at, and I realize it's largely over in the Senate that we have the catch right now, and that is on the effort to repeal or replace Obamacare. Senate back to the states. North Dakota absolutely in a position to really just be in a perfect place to deliver health care in a much more efficient way, without question. We have a battle in the Senate to get enough votes. All Democrat senators against it, and a handful of Republican senators. I want to play something Amy Klobuchar said on CNN yesterday in this town hall debate about this, telling a personal story. Democrats are very good at that, telling personal stories. And this is an interesting one, I think, because her story ends up lending, I believe, an argument in favor of this latest plan. Roll that.
I'm up here on this stage because 20 years ago, my daughter was born and she was really sick and she couldn't swallow and she was in intensive care. And I was kicked out of the hospital in 24 hours. That was a rule back then. And I went to the legislature as a private citizen and got one of the first bills passed in the country guaranteeing new moms and their babies a 48-hour hospital stay.
Did she not just make the case for Graham Cassidy by saying you want people closest to the people, in this case the legislature, to take on health care issues?
There's no question about it, Scott. She made the case for Graham Cassidy, and I feel sort of sorry for her in this sense, that she's stuck on the stage with the craziest of the crazies, Bernie Sanders, trying to debate why a single payer system makes sense and making the case for why it doesn't. And so she was probably, you know, feeling fairly awkward anyway, realizing that there's just a ton of Democratic leaders that are going, oh my gosh, well, please don't do this. Please don't do this. And here they are doing it. So, but yes, she made the perfect case for why states have the opportunity, if given the flexibility and the additional dollars that North Dakota would get from this. And let's make no mistake, North Dakota stands to gain an increase of $700 million between 2020 and 2026 as a result of Graham Cassidy on top of the flexibility. So, yeah, there's no question it could do a lot more. You could do more with less, but think of how much more you can do with more.
I have a clip from Senator Heitkamp I want to play as well to get your response to, but I want to first get to the callers who have been waiting to weigh in here on all these issues today. John in Minot, first for Congressman Kevin Cramer today. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't know he was going to be on. Anyway, I called Heidi's phone number in Minot, and if you just leave a message and do nothing else, I think that message will disappear. You have to push the pound sign and then push one for it to be forwarded.
All right. Or maybe
I don't
they
know
should
about other numbers, but this is the Minot number.
They have six offices, so I would think they could find a receptionist for each of the offices. Unfortunately,
there hasn't been a receptionist here last week either. There's always a message, and it always says the same thing. You either push the pound sign and then push one for it to be forwarded. If it isn't forwarded, I would imagine it would disappear. Your message.
Interesting. Here's a safe way to do it. The D.C. office will have somebody there. That's 202.
I called that number several times.
Did you? Okay. 202-224-2043 is another one as well. John, thanks for being persistent about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Let's see here. Let's go to Stephen in Crosby for Congressman Cramer. You're next.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Stephen.
I was wondering if you can do anything about the border crossing hours at noon in North Dakota. It closes at 10 and it shuts down commerce between the two countries. Our hockey club goes up and plays games in Canada, and we have to rush back to get through the port or else drive around.
Yeah, and how far is the next one over from Nunit?
We have to go over to Portal North.
Yeah.
Portal.
And that's the 24-hour one. Well, let me check into Stephen. I'm sure it's a matter of and by the way, let me ask this. Is the Canadian side closed as well? So if a North Dakotan is going up, are they harmonized?
It used to be open going north till midnight, but then
you
can't
Stephen?
Go north.
Sure. Let me check on it. I don't know that there's anything I can do. I can certainly check on it, see what the numbers are like. You know, we have a couple of 24-hour ports. If I call them ports crossings. Of course, the Pembina one, Pembina's crossing, by the way, which doesn't help you at all, Stephen, but way over in the east edge, is like the fifth largest by truck volume, by commerce, in the and along that entire huge border. So it's a really, really important crossing. And as we prepare for infrastructure, my team's doing a lot of research on those border crossings to see if there are some infrastructure opportunities there that we could tap into. So and Noonan may provide that opportunity. Given I would think there's a fair bit of traffic up there, even commercial traffic, in recent years. So it'd be worth doing a little analysis of, Stephen. We'll check into it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Stephen. I appreciate that. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Congressman Kellen Kramer is here with the Talk Radio Town Hall to take your questions. And comments, and things have Stephen from Crosby being a prime example. Whatever it is that you have a concern about, Congressman Kramer fixes a lot of problems, honestly, with calls that have been brought to his attention right here on this program, so we appreciate it. Any and all questions or comments, welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Bevan Willow City, Dan in Bismarck, and Richard in Fargo are on deck when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we ought to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you've talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
H. A. Thompson and Sons is a name that is all but a household name around Bismarck Mandan for over 100 years, and now they are taking their services all across the state of North Dakota. And HATandSons.com is a great resource I talk about a lot. If you go there, there's a video there where you will learn a lot, I did, about the dollars that can be saved, the efficiency you can bring to your business by having H.A. Thompson & Sons manage your environmental maintenance agreements. They're doing this for building and business owners all throughout the region, maintaining, I think, about 600 different mechanical heating and cooling systems in 600 different buildings now throughout the Northern Plains. They're in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, as well as Bismarck. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program. Bev in Willow City for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello, Congressman Cramer. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
My problem is we're short on insurance companies. We just don't have enough to compete. And I think that would lower health care costs. But my question is, what kind of insurance do most of the congressmen have?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what most of them have. It used to be when I was first elected, and that was Obamacare had passed, but it hadn't gone into full implementation. So most of them were part of the federal employees program, and I forget what it called, might even been called that, which was not as generous as most employer programs, certainly not as generous as the state, but this, you know, the federal government paid a share, and then you paid into it, and it was, but it's good coverage. When Republicans took control and started working on repeal of Obamacare, we made a conviction to not dismiss ourselves from participation, might be the best way I can put it. So we passed a number of resolutions and bills, but at the end of the day, I think most of us, by our own choice, chose to go into one of the exchanges and get on Obamacare. For example, mine and my family's premiums have gone up, I think something like 300% since I got to Congress, or since my first days in Congress, and it's much more than that when you go back to previous to coming into Congress. So I'm on the D.C. exchange. I think Senator Hovind is on the exchange, the federal exchange out of North Dakota. So that's what most of us have done.
That means Obamacare.
Yeah, it's Obamacare. And we, by the way, when we passed the alternative to Obamacare, the repeal or the replacement in the House, we also passed a bill that required every member, not given the choice, but every member had to be on the same health care as we passed. So this is just a matter of solidarity. Democrats all oppose that, of course, but they opposed going on Obamacare after Obamacare passed. So it's ironic that the people that oppose Obamacare are the ones that have put themselves on it, and the people that support Obamacare have chosen to not force that. So hypocrisy is alive and well. But I'm on Obamacare.
Well, there's a rumor going around that when it was first started, the congressmen and their aides were complaining because their premiums were too high. And so President Obama passed an executive order and got money to help bolster their insurance companies.
Yeah.
And then, back then, every time the vote came up, they voted to repeal Obamacare. Now they're voting to repeal and replace Obamacare, and doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, so it's an interesting
situation.
I've seen those rumors as well myself, and the reality is that at least in the House we're all about repealing Obamacare. And when the Senate actually brought up the 2015 bill for a vote, which just simply repealed it, and it got, I think, 45 votes, if I remember right. Now, obviously, there are seven or eight, or at least half a dozen, something like that, Republicans who didn't vote for it in this year that did vote for it a couple of years ago when it didn't matter. And for their change of heart, I can't explain. I continue to support repeal and replace. And the reality is Obamacare is a miserable failure, and next year looks like it's going to be one of the worst yet.
Well, do you think there's any doubt?
Not a very good option.
Sorry to interrupt both Bev and Kevin, but do you think there's any doubt that if it is not stopped with Graham Cassidy or something very quickly after it, that we will be on a track to single payer? This is about going to single payer, isn't it?
It really has become that. And we all saw it last night, right? With, like I said, Bernie Sanders and Amy Klobuchar getting up to advocate for single payer as the Democrats, and Republicans are Graham and Cassidy. That's the option. It was designed to do that. That's why you see the failure. So the previous caller talked about we need more insurance companies. Well, this is designed to create one insurance company, and that's what's happening. At the end of this year, 45% of the counties in this country will be down to one or fewer insurance companies. That's not choice. And so guess what happens when there's a single payer at the end of the day? They determine the price they'll pay. Now, you might say, well, that'll be good. They can, single payer can negotiate the lower rates. Well, single payers will tell those rural hospitals what they're going to pay them, which won't be enough to keep them open. And, so there's not a good outcome with single payer, and there's certainly not a good outcome without competition. So that's what our whole bill's designed to do, is to rekindle, if you will, that free market system where there are multiple insurance companies providing multiple offerings that people can choose from and pay accordingly. That's a lot better for price. Choice is a lot better for price than a single payer.
Thank you, Bev. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Bismarck. Dan, you're next for Congressman Kramer.
Good morning. Great show. Say, I have kind of an obscure question, something I know there are many hot button front burner issues right now, but one that really bugs me and has been bugging me for a long time is foreign aid, where we send taxpayer dollars to countries that don't like us very much.
Right.
We continue to do it. I don't see any. Now we have a president who is America first. Is there any discussion? I know there are many other issues that are front burner, hot button issues, all that kind of thing, but there's something that really bugs me. We've got hurricane victims, we've got drought victims, and we're sending money to people that hate us, don't like us. Two questions. Does any other country do this? And secondly, do we get any return on our investment?
Yeah, great question. So in terms of the foreign aid takes on different forms, right? So there are other countries who, for example, contribute a lot to certain, whether it's diseases or HIV AIDS, to ridding the world of that, and to the United Nations and their various funds for, charitable work. And there's a lot of that that goes on. In fact, I would say in cases like China, you see a lot of voids in places like Africa and in impoverished areas. And some countries will go in there with aid, and it's in the form of foreign aid or in form of charity. And that's got multiple purposes, but one of the main purposes is, besides humanitarian assistance, is to fill vacuums and create friends and create allies in places. And so foreign aid isn't just solely charity. Sometimes it has other purposes related to national security and also in propping up other economies. But other countries do it. We just do it probably more than any of them.
Does it work? Is there any discussion about
okay, so you know, President Trump is doing a complete review of foreign aid and assistance to find out where there's a cost-benefit, to look at cost-benefit analysis.
Great, that's what I want to know.
And I'd say in the case of North Korea, remember, going all the way back to Bill Clinton, we've been giving North Korea money. Now, does that work very well? I'd say not.
Yeah. Dan, thanks for the call. Good question. More coming up with more with Congressman Kevin Kramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Come up!
New York City. There's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, host of What's on Your Mind. My wife Maria and I are again hosting a trip to New York City with you, our fine listeners. We've done this for several years, and we love it, showing you the sights of New York City, because really, there's something for everyone. Broadway shows, like Phantom of the Opera. Do you know that's the longest-running musical ever? It's an incredible show. Great story. There's a brand new one that's hot right now. Beautiful. The Carole King musical. You got to see that. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular, featuring the Rockettes. That's just pure entertainment. We'll go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to observe that somber place where the attack on our soil happened. Plus, we'll go to the top of the all-new One World Observatory and see that all-new view from what used to be One World Trade Center. Good restaurant dining and so much fun. Will you join us? GroupTravelPlanners.com has the details. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call Jason 952-898-0008.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall is here, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. Spent a lot of time there lately with a lot of things going on. And I tell you what, if you're a nurse, you know why you became a nurse. It's probably because you have a heart for others. You probably also want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. At the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. Well, the key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to other programs, which can run as much as $8,000 higher than that. And earning your master's in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice, because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Now, classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available at the University of Mary. An excellent education at an excellent value. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. You mentioned North Korea as we were talking to the caller about the investment of dollars that go, or Iran, as well. I saw an incredible interview earlier today. It was with Ainsley on Fox and Friends with the parents of Otto Wambier. This is the young man that was the University of Virginia a student who ends up in North Korea, takes down a flyer, and ends up being tortured by these terrorists, and came back at a state that's just incredible. We really didn't even know how bad until this interview. I just want to play a little bit of this interview and get your reaction.
Otto Warmbier's parents are here, Fred and Cindy Warmbier. They're joining us now in their first television interview since that day, since their son came home and then passed away. Thank you for being here. I decided you wanted to tell your story now.
Thanks for having us, Ainsley. It's been 3 months since Otto has died and we buried him, and our family has had to and process this horrible situation, do some healing. But now we see North Korea claiming to be a victim, mm-hmm. and that the world is picking on them. Mm-hmm. And we're here to tell you North Korea is not a victim. They're terrorists. They kidnapped Otto. They tortured him. They intentionally injured him. Not victims. They're terrorists. Mm-hmm. And we're here to tell the story of what it was like when we met Otto at the airport, yeah. or to share that, share.
They describe in great detail going onto the plane, and he's making noises that aren't even human. He is blind. He is deaf. He has gashes on his feet. I mean, he had been tortured. He had been tortured. Of course, the Obama administration asked the family to remain silent. The Trump administration took this one on head on and at least got him home, but we had no idea that he was in that kind of a condition. Is it time once and for all to deal with North Korea, to end this ongoing saga where they just continue to amass more and more capability and we do nothing?
It is, Scott, but I always am careful to answer this question with what I think the direct response ought to be beyond what's being done. And a lot is being done right now to put pressure on North Korea. That said, the ultimate conclusion comes to, is it better to have a preemptive military strike or wait for them to strike first so that we can justify, in which case there would be more American and ally casualties? I don't know the answer to that question. There are generals and advisors to the president, and the president himself will make that decision if it's necessary. All of that said, it is certainly time for the left to stop pretending that you can coddle terrorists. And that is the issue of the day. That is the lesson from Otto and many other examples. And that's why I'm so tired of people justify the Iran nuclear deal now that, you know, or that somehow it's okay to get, everything's in good hands because Syria's going to give their chemical weapons to Russia. This is the ideology of the left. Coddle the enemy. Coddle the criminals. Coddle the terrorists. At least Donald Trump knows better than that. The problem now is that because under previous presidents, both Republican and Democrat, we not only have we kicked the North Korea can down the road and now given them a friend in Iran, we used to send them money. Like I said earlier to the previous caller, that was Bill Clinton's idea, was let's send them money and maybe they'll like us more. And so it's time to certainly to be proactive, and I think this president is. And say what you want about his rhetoric, he's saying what a lot of people are feeling.
I really hope the story from these parents and what was done to that young man is a catalyst to wake people up to just how big of monsters they are down there. I mean, it's incredible. They even told a story about his lower teeth looked like they'd all been rearranged, and one was like coming out his nose. And I mean, the things that were done to this young, you know, shaved head and, oh, just
well,
absolutely.
Let's not forget, this is a regime where the leader kills his own relatives because they might be a threat to him. So, I mean, it's, you know, the idea that somehow you can love these people to our side is, please, let's get over it.
Exactly. And we have a large part of the swamp that preaches that. Trump's the bad guy for wanting to take this on when Obama tells the parents to remain silent and that's what's going on? Are you kidding me? I mean, folks, if you need any other example of two ways to approach a problem, you've got one black and white right there. Which one do you approve of? Which one do you support? Which one do you stand behind? Oh, my gosh.
Well, right, let's go and stand.
Let's go to Belfield. That's a great spot. Jerry, what's on your mind? You're up next for Congressman Kramer.
Congressman Kramer, it's Jerry Analek from Belfield.
Hi, Jerry.
And we're talking about this RMA rainfall
yes.
index insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak for a number of different farmers throughout the county.
Mm-hmm.
And during the March-April time slot,
mm-hmm.
we were quoted from the insurance company as having above normal rainfall.
Right.
And we know that if you did any kind of ground truthing, that was just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so hard to get a proper response, and all that we get told is that they'll fix it for next year?
Well, because this is very wonky, I know, and you probably know all this, Jerry, but the problem with that, that the rainfall index is that it's a NOAA index. They use it because it's like 60 years old, and so you have a better, longer average. It's based on totals, rain gauges that are far apart, especially in western United States, places like North Dakota. It's similar to the ARC program, you know, in the Farm Bill, in my view, because it's area wide, and so you might have an inch of rain in one township. You know, you might have an inch of rain a week in one township and no rain, but there's no gauge in the township with no rain. But that's the insurance that was purchased. Now, I believe it's very flawed and it's got to be fixed going forward. Absolutely, we have to find that or more indexes, a different index. I realize again that you don't have the average when you don't have 60 or 70 plus years, but we've got to find a better way so that people know what they're buying. The other problem is, you know, Jerry, is that the rancher, the landowner is buying insurance for the month that he purchases, or the days, the 3-month period that he's purchasing, and it may be that you're purchased the wrong months and it rains those months, but then it doesn't rain the months you need the grass. There's all kinds of things that are goofy about this program, which is why I held a listening session with RMA out in Dickinson with a number of your colleagues. Why you can't get it done this time is because I guess they're telling us because there's not another index to make it right, but we absolutely have to fix that program going forward in the next farm bill or whenever we can do it. We have to fix that so that at least you know what you're buying and you have a better measurement of, more accurate measurement of the rainfall in an area. Or either that or go back to some sort of a forage type of a measurement. In other words, what you're buying insurance for is for food, for cattle. It's not based on rain. It should be based on whether or not you're getting the food that you need for your cattle. And so there's got to be a better system than what we're using.
Try and go as quick as we can here with a full bank of calls. So I'm going to zoom next to Ken in Huron, South Dakota. Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you for your time. Congressman, I want to shoot an idea by you to help improve crop insurance in the next farm bill.
Yes, please.
What I would like to see is, as a grain and cattle farmer myself, make it so that I have to sign up for crop insurance the entire time of the farm bill. Mm. But in two or three of those years, give me the option to forfeit my crop insurance in exchange for 80% of the subsidy that would get put toward my policy. There's a lot of times where I go into a year and, quite frankly, you know, if moisture's there or finances are there, me and my lender sit down and say, geez, should we not buy crop insurance? Give me the option to say to the government, you know what, I'll let you off the hook as far as the insurance goes, and I'll take 80% of the subsidy in cash, rather than you saying to me, here's your subsidy, and oh, by the way, you have to buy a policy that you may or may not want or think is good for your operation.
Okay, I'm going to have to process this one for a little bit, Ken, but I love the idea. I think if I understand what you're saying, you know, one of the problems with any type of insurance is it only pays out in a catastrophe. That's why we buy insurance. That's why it doesn't work very well. And, you know, health insurance is sort of stifling. But so if I understand you right, what you want to do is be able to smooth that stuff out over the years. But correct me if I'm wrong. The one challenge I see right up front is the subsidy is only paid. It's paid for the premium, but only if there's a claim made on that insurance. So then the subsidy doesn't get made. You're saying the government takes a little bit of the risk out of that, and you forfeit it in advance. And so I'd have to think it through, Ken. I'm just sort of processing out loud here, and that's
always dangerous. What I'm saying is that the government subsidizes the purchase of my crop insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a subsidy that goes toward that amount. And like in my case, you know, I farm 1,500 acres. It's a quite large amount.
Sure.
And what I'm saying is there are years where I don't think I need crop insurance some years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you need it, fine, no problem, you leave it alone. But what I'm asking for is the option to, instead of being forced to buy my crop insurance, say, heck, I'll let the crop insurance go. I want this subsidy that you would have put toward my policy.
If there was a claim.
Give me the cash. It doesn't matter.
So you want the premium subsidy prior to buying the premium then?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But how do you know, let me ask this. How would your banker feel about this? I'm trying to think about how.
It would be totally a decision that every farmer would have to sit down and make with their banker.
Sure.
It just simply gives an option. Because
so options are important. You're right. The flexibility challenge of the crop insurance program has always been a hang up. Let me process that one for a while and work on it and run it by all the, you know, the smarter people than me, which is a lot of people.
I have visited with Senator Thune about this, and I have visited with Lynn Churchman, and they are both intrigued by the idea.
I am too, I have to admit.
All right, Ken, appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. Charles in Bismarck, Ed in Fairmont, Galen in Bismarck are the next three on deck for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and he's going to get in the cab. We'll do a little talk radio from the cab. That should be fun. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hogan. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Text from a listener saying, I tried to call and sign up for New York, and I got a voicemail. That happens sometimes because a lot of people call. I'll give you a different number. This should get you a more direct one, right to the folks that are at the desk that are taking your calls. 952-898-0008. Deadline for this, by the way, is Monday. Monday is the deadline. We need your name by Monday. Reserve a spot out of Bismarck or Fargo, your choice of places to fly from, to be on this trip with my wife Marie and I to New York City. 952-898-0008. They'll send you out a email with the whole itinerary, and you'll just go, wow, wow, wow. Every day's wow, you know? The cruise around Manhattan Island, Fox and Friends. Nobody gets in to see Fox and Friends. I mean, you're high-fiving, shaking hands with, taking pictures with Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade and Ainsley. It's pretty cool. Then Ellis Island, dinner at Carmine's at Wednesday night. Phantom of the Opera is a fabulous show, longest-running Broadway musical ever. Thursday's a somber day. St. Paul's Chapel, 9/11 Memorial Museum, One World Observatory, where you get that 360-degree expansive view in all directions from the top of the One World Trade Center. Trump Tower for dinner that night. Radio City Music Hall for the Rockettes. And beautiful, the Carole King musical the next night. Central Park, Tavern on the Green for lunch. I mean, I could go on and on. It's incredible. 952-898-0008. My wife Marie and I will be hosting that. Should be great fun. Congressman Kevin Cramer, our final segment for the Talk Radio Town Hall. A bunch of calls waiting. I do want to just, before I go back to the calls, do something I said I would do at the top of the hour, and that's play a clip of Senator Heidi Heitkamp recently explaining her opposition to Graham Cassidy for the following reasons. This was on Chris Berg's Point of View TV show.
I think this might be one of the most radical of all the tax proposals. Greatly concerned, number one, about where we end up in 2027.
She misspoke. She said tax bill. She meant health care bill, but she was explaining her opposition to it and raises 2027. Are you worried about what's going to happen in 2027 in voting for this bill?
Well, of course not, Scott, because we reauthorize many, many things on a regular basis. It'd be a little bit like saying, I'm concerned that North Coast universities are all going to have to close, in 2021 because the 2020 election might not, the 2021 legislature might not continue to authorize them. I mean, this is why you have a Congress. This is why you meet every so often. This is how we do farm bills. It's how we do everything. It's how we do highway bills, all kinds of authorizations.
So that's an excuse to vote no. That's not a legitimate concern.
There's lots of reasons you can come up with,
How about the most radical proposal yet? What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, let's not forget we have Obamacare, which is very radical, and Bernie Sanders has single payer. That is where the Democrats seem to be going. He's their new spokesperson. So both Obamacare and Bernie Sanders' single payer are far more radical than giving states flexibility and money.
What does your intel tell you as to are there votes? Are there potential Democratic votes here? Does Rand Paul still come the way? Is this thing still alive?
I think it's alive, Scott, but barely, obviously. I think Rand Paul is the best bet. As I said on MSNBC today, I think that Rand Paul ought to prepare to do his best Franco Harris, and Mitch McConnell ought to do his Tim Ratchon and get a reception in the end zone. So it's not over until the clock gets to zero, but the clock is fast approaching.
All right. Quickly, with all these questions, please, our final minutes for Congressman Cramer. Ed in Fairmont, go ahead.
Ed. Good morning, Congressman Cramer. The one thing I think that maybe both of us agree on is that if we had a 15% corporate tax rate, that a lot more jobs would be created. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, and I'd settle for 20.
Okay.
Percent.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of Main Street Healthcare, but according to the CBO, unless we can get the amount of money that we're spending down, we will have a hard time getting a 15 or 20% tax rate. Now, what this private health insurance, Main Street Healthcare, does is makes it possible for the private industry to create the healthcare and rein in some of the uncontrollable spending that seems to be going on with healthcare. And I was wondering how you might feel about talking to Senator Olin about that, because I've sent him a whole lot of information, and I don't know if he has had a chance to fully understand what I sent to him.
Yeah, well, first of all, and in fairness, I haven't read it all either, so I don't know every detail of what you're talking about, but here's what I do know. This is where states' flexibility comes in. This is where a governor and your local legislators, and I'm sure you know yours, they can assess all of the options and create more options and create more of that competition. And by the way, just so we're clear, not only the corporate tax rate, but let's make sure that's included in small businesses, pass-through businesses. Let's make sure that it's consistent with all of the job creators, because a lot more jobs are created by small business than are created by corporations. So flexibility, I think, is the main theme here.
Charles, do you have a 10-second question?
am I on?
If you give me your best 10 seconds, you're on, yes.
Well, yeah, Kevin, I just want to know why you guys aren't out there backing this president up. I don't feel, it sounds to me, there's anybody who's out there got Trump back. I know you guys all support him, but...
You want more support for President Trump. So now 10 seconds for a quick answer, Kevin.
You'd be hard-pressed to find any member of Congress that's given him, that's had it back more than I have.
Appreciate the call. Sorry, we're out of time. God bless you all. See you tomorrow from the North Dakota Petroleum Council Grand Prix.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last, with American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity, bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.